Welcome to season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help you navigate building a business as a faith-filled entrepreneur with business strategies and tips and encouragement in taking God-sized risks, operating in obedience to the Holy Spirit, and being bold as you step out in the confidence that we receive from Ephesians 3:20, knowing that God is working through you to do infinitely more than we might ask or think, giving God the glory every step of the way. Thank you for being here. We ask that you continue to download these episodes and share with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. And we can't wait to be on this journey with you. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Hi, friends. I hope your summer is the perfect balance of fun and productivity that I think that we all strive for during summer. I know that this can be a challenge sometimes, right? This can be tricky and I have to kind of reprioritize, but that's part of the beauty of owning your own business. So I hope that you are getting some time to kind of take some deep breaths and enjoy the sunshine, maybe get out in some water, be with your family and friends, and that it is refreshing you to be able to, you know, move forward with intention when that time comes. But as we continue to grow this awesome faith-filled entrepreneur family, I felt very led in the last couple of months to kind of really target in on a focus for us to be talking about and to be giving you guys more value with. And that is the content for your business and then obviously the faith aspect of operating your business in faith. Hence the Content and Kingdom Builders membership. But with that in mind, you may have noticed that we've kind of narrowed our focus a bit in the podcast episodes and in the content that we're giving you guys and that we're putting out into the world. I believe that putting consistent content out into the world consistently is the best way to grow your audience authentically and organically. It's how we set ourselves apart as experts in our field, and it's how we operate in integrity because our content is value driven and we are continuing to help those that, you know, are investing in us. So with that in mind, writing and creating content consistently can be really hard. And so I just wanted to remind you, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about writing blogs and long form content. And I provided you a writing strategies guide for business. We're pulling in my education background here. And this guide will help you not only write, but also to generate ideas for content. So before we jump into our email content, I encourage you to grab that guide. You can head to our show notes for the link. Or you can go to our website, thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com, and you can grab it there. But I wanted to remind you that that was available for you. Also, one more thing. Thank you so much for downloading and sharing these episodes. If you have friends who are running their businesses in faith and they are wanting strategies for scaling, please continue to share. And if you're getting value, I would sure appreciate it if you would write a review that helps us and it gives us the feedback that we need. So that would help us out tremendously. Okay, so let's dive in. Today, I want to talk to you about email content. But before we talk about the content that's in your email, I want to just do a quick plug for having an email list. And I'm going to tell you about the email server that we use. If you're like me, you probably get a bazillion emails a day. And you may be thinking, I feel like email is getting saturated and maybe an email list is not a viable form of marketing anymore. But friends, I would politely disagree. And let me give you three reasons to start, grow, or if you have an email list, to continue nurturing that list, okay? So number one, if you know what the average rates are for your open rates and your click-through rates, you might be thinking, that is so low. There's no way that that can make a difference. But as you grow your email list, if you're doing it the right way, you're actually going to have a very captive audience of your ideal customer avatar. And so For example, if you grow your email list to 1,000 subscribers, okay, and again, by doing it the right way so that you have people on your email list who have chosen to be on that email list, and you are getting the average market open rate of about 30%. That is 300 people who, if done correctly, all fall under your ideal audience who are consistently looking at your content, right? That's not a bad number. Also, when you're ready to sell, it's pretty typical to have 60 to 70% of the sales come from your email list and the rest come from social media. And especially if you have the same people from social media and your email list, those tend to be the ones who are buying the most from you because they know you, right? They know you through your content. You've developed that know, like, and trust factor with them. And so that's where you're going to get the most sales. Number three, you don't own social media. And I know that you know that, but I just want to remind you, algorithms are always changing and the platforms are money-making vehicles. And so the algorithms, as they're coming up with more ways to make money on social media, the algorithms are leaning towards people who are spending money and towards people who are bringing in a lot of money, which is great once you're down the road, but can have your content hidden if you're not privy to all of those algorithms. This is hard to keep up with, right? Also, we know that one of two things can happen. A platform can fall off at any time, or the trend of popularity changes as we have been seeing, right? So you remember MySpace? We don't have MySpace anymore. And there's been several along the way that have fallen off. Lately, the big trend that we've been seeing is the shift from Facebook to Instagram and not from Instagram to TikTok. And so if you've got all your eggs in a Facebook group, you're probably not seeing the activity that you've seen in the past as far as new people coming on because that has shifted since then. Social media is a very powerful tool, but I just strongly recommend not leaning only on social media. I've known people who have had their accounts blocked. I just had a friend whose account was hacked and she had to get off for 2.5 months. What would happen if you were blocked from social media for 2.5 months? What would that do to your business, right? If your account got shut down for 2.5 months. So I just, again, don't put all your eggs in that basket. I've also known people who have realized that their content has been hidden, right? That people who saw their content all of a sudden weren't seeing their content because the algorithm shifted. So if you are serious about growing an audience, you've got to be driving people to an email list. All right, so how do you grow an email list? Well, this is a training all in itself, but here are just a couple of ways. Number one, everything that you do needs to drive people to that email list. So you need to have a pop-up on your website that takes people to an email list. You need to have a link in your blog or your long-form content that takes people back to your email list. There needs to be a link in your bio on Instagram or links on your Facebook profile or on your business page that send people back to an email list. You still need to have a call to action. Even if you're not in a launch, even if you don't have something that you're selling right at this moment, you still need to have a call to action or a CTA. And that call to action is driving people to your email list. Okay. Now, how do you entice people to get on your email list? Well, by giving them value, of course. And so number two, I am a proponent of lead magnets or freebies. They're called both things. Now you're going to see a lot of philosophies on this. You're going to see a lot of different Facebook ads and things like that, that are like, don't do lead magnets. But I'm just going to tell you that I am a big fan of lead magnets. And I think that this is a really great way to draw people into your community. And let me tell you why. We are not ever wanting to trick people onto our email list. For the algorithm for emails, it is better to have a small list that is active, that has a good open rate, than a large list of people who are not your ideal customers, who are not opening your content, right? So we don't want to trick people just to grow our email list. So when we do a lead magnet, and a lead magnet is some piece of value that you are giving in exchange for them to jump on your email. So they want the value that you're giving. And so they're like, heck yeah, I'll get on your email list because I want more value from you, right? Have you ever started just randomly receiving emails from a business? That is the most aggravating thing to me. And I think what happens is there are some businesses who sell your emails to other businesses, right? And I'm sure that somewhere in the small print, it says that they can do that because you cannot legally do that unless you have that worked out somewhere. And so then all of a sudden I start getting all of these emails from a business that I'm not interested in. Maybe there's a keyword that connects me to them. And so they think I might be their ideal customer, but I did not choose to get on their email list. So now I'm aggravated at the business. I don't feel like that business is operating with integrity. I am not going to look into their content, and I'm going to quickly unsubscribe once I realize what's happening, right? You don't want to be that. You don't want to be that. You want people to say, yes, I value what she is giving me, and so I want more of it. And lead magnets are a great way to give value to people and then have people make the choice to jump into your community. When you are giving people a lead magnet or a freebie, you are also building that know, like, and trust factor because you are saying, look, I am here to help. I'm also an expert in this. I've got good stuff to give you, and I am going to give this to you without you having to buy anything from me. I just want you in my community, right? And so I think that that is a way of building your community where you are still operating in integrity, which is always what we want to do as a faith-filled entrepreneur, while building your email list as well. Also, once you have these lead magnets created, you can reuse them over and over and over again. These should not be a one-time thing. And so the downside of creating lead magnets and freebies is that they take time and they take effort, right? But then you have a really good value-driven piece of content that you can offer as a bonus, that you can offer if somebody signs up for your coaching, you're going to send them this freebie, and you're using it as a marketing tool. So you can repurpose that in a lot of different ways. Okay, so we have talked about why you need an email list. We've talked about a couple of ways to drive people to your email list. Where are you going to put your lead magnet out? Well, this is where you're going to put it out on social media. You're going to put it out in any of your long form content. If you have a blog, you're driving that to them. You're giving them this lead magnet to drive them to your email list. If you have a podcast, you're going to tell them about your lead magnet on your podcast. If you have a website, you want to have your lead magnet available for them on your website. So you're going to drive them any way that you put out content, which again is why you need consistent content, because you can drive them back to your email list. So now I want to talk about how do we nurture the list that we have. We want to be taking care of the people who have said, yes, I want more from you. Right? It's not just to get new people in, it's to take care of the people who have already invested in us, even if that's just with their time. So what do you do with your email list? Well, for one, and y'all, this can be the hardest thing. You have to stay in touch with them. You have to keep in contact with them. And that means that you are emailing consistently, weekly, bi-weekly, right? They come to expect that you are going to reach out to them at least once or twice a month, okay? Number two, and this isn't going to surprise you because hopefully you see that this is the place that I operate from, but you're going to give them value. You're going to give them a reason to open your email. So whether that is, again, to drive them to a piece of value like a freebie or a lead magnet, whether that's to drive them to a podcast where you're going to give them a lot of value there, or you're going to give them a blog where you're going to give them some tips, three ways to XYZ on there. But they know that when they open your email, they are either going to get value right then. So you can even on that email say, hey, here's three tips for doing quick and easy breakfast for your kids this summer, three ways to get your kids to read more, three ways to up your water intake, right? Whatever it is. You're going to give them value right there, or they know that you're going to give them easy ways, links in there to drive them to get more value from you, right? So we want to make sure that we're giving them a reason to open your emails. Okay, and then number three, how do we nurture our audience? We engage them. We remember that these are people. These are experts in their fields. These are people with lives. and ideas and opinions and problems. And the more that we can engage them, the more we're going to build that trust with them. We're going to get to know our audience so that we can serve them better. And they're going to stay more connected with us so that it's not just a one-sided relationship. So how do you do that? Ask them questions, send out polls, send out surveys, get their thoughts and opinions on things, right? Maybe pull 5 or 10 people from your email list and send them individual emails and just say, hey, I want to hear how your business is going or how your health journey is going or how your parenting journey is going, right? Tell me a win and tell me a challenge. But you are engaging them because they are important to you and they have value to offer you as well, right? So the first one is that you stay consistently in contact with them. The second one is that you are giving value in your emails. And the third one is that you engage them. You're asking them questions. You're getting their feedback and their thoughts and their opinions. All right. So fast and furious, right? The last thing that I want to talk about is how you send these emails out. You cannot send mass emails with Google. Google will block, like if you have a Gmail, it will block everything you try to send, especially if those people are not already in your contact list. So you need to get an email marketing platform. You can get some that are free for like a period of time or like up to a certain number of subscribers. You can absolutely do that to kind of get your feet wet. But if you don't have an email marketing platform, I want you to do that by the end of this week. Go in and research some of them. We have used Kajabi. We have used MailChimp. We have used ConvertKit. I would make the decision based on where you are in your business, right? I'm going to tell you that my favorite is Kajabi. This doesn't necessarily mean that this is the best platform for you, and it's definitely not the cheapest, but because we have courses and memberships and because we have two columns in our business from our the Responsive Classroom business and the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, Kajabi can house all of that with two separate websites. And so it ends up being the best for us. There is a link in your show notes to a free trial in Kajabi if you want to jump on there and explore. And you can always message me and I would be happy to have a conversation with you about how we use Kajabi. But you want an email marketing platform that you can easily link your lead magnets. So in Kajabi, these are called pipelines. Pipeline is where you put your lead magnet into it. And so it automatically creates an email sequence for you. It creates a link for you and it ties all of that together. You want to be able to do that. We can also tag people. So we can make as many tags as we want and we can filter out so that specific emails go to specific groups of people. This is also very helpful as we are sending out targeted emails. We can also see the analytics of the emails very easily. What our open rates are, what our click-through rates are, what our subscription rates are, our unsubscribe rates are. And so you want to be able to see that because you want to put all this work into your email marketing if you don't know if it's working or not, right? So we are going to continue to dive into email list building and the content that you put in emails in future episodes. This is kind of an overview of it, but I really, my main goal is to encourage you, if you don't have an email list, to start one. And if you do, to put in the work to nurture it, because your conversion rates when you're ready to sell will thank you. Okay, so in the show notes, as a reminder, if you're having trouble coming up with content to put in your emails, grab that writing strategies guide. It's absolutely free in our show notes or on our website, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Also, if you want to jump on that free trial, go to the link in the show notes. We'll also have that on our website as well. Probably the easiest place for all of these links will be in the show notes there. All right. So as we close this up, I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. And you can always check out our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you with your business. Bye for now.